If you didn't already figure it out by that classic song, Fred Bear, my guest this time is rock and roll legend Ted Nugent. He sold more than 40 million albums during his decades-long rock and roll career. He is also a longtime board member of the National Rifle Association, passionate defender of the First and Second Amendments, prolific author, and most recently, a new columnist at WND.com. If you missed the first part of our interview, we talked a lot about the gun debate that's playing out in the nation's capital and across the country right now, as well as his frustrations with many other different aspects of the Obama administration. For the next few minutes, we're going to talk with Ted Nugent about how his strong beliefs on these issues got started and how he turned into a very public advocate for his beliefs, despite the ire of the media covering him during his rock and roll career. And Ted, let's start with where your beliefs, especially as it comes to the Second Amendment and defending the principles of the Constitution, began. Did it start with how you were raised as you began your career, sometime during your career? Explain for our listeners how that happened.
Well, I'm a simple man. I just, you know, I'm so simple, I still kill my dinner with sharp sticks. I mean, I was raised as a bow hunter, and there's a force to that answer to your question, Greg. And that is that to be a bow hunter raised by Warren Henry Nugent, fresh out of the United States Army Cavalry as a drill sergeant, after crushing the overwhelmingly apparent and conclusive evil of the Japanese Empire and the Nazis, that he wanted to celebrate the universally celebrated victory of good over evil. So he wanted to raise his three sons and his daughter to be the best that we could be, because we were fortunate to be born in America. And so the disciplinary routine at the Nugent household, can you hear me snickering over the phone? To witness the disciplinary, the militant disciplinarian household at the Nugent Detroit house was absolutely funnier than anything John Belushi could have done with a samurai sword, but in a positive way. Because if you met my brother Jeff, my brother John, and my sister Kathy, they're a lot like me. They're ruggedly individual. They're militantly independent. They are the most giving, generous, productive Americans you will ever find, just like my wife and all my kids and all my grandkids will be, like my band, my crew, my management, my team, my Spirit of the Wild production team, my Sunrise Safaris guides and outfitters. You can't be around the Nugent tribe without being a bad, well, there's a Detroit street term that I'll spare you right now, but a bad mojo get down. We were forced to be the best that we can be, or you would have been punished. How beautiful is that, Greg? And then in my era of youthful numbnutness, I knew that hunting with the bow and arrow was perfect. I knew that it was the highest level of awareness of resource stewardship and renewable resource respect and reverence and conservation. And then I ran into the hippie rock and roll media that condemned me and hates me because I eat what they call Bambi. Are you kidding me? So when I saw the drooling, puking, stumbling, obnoxious, stinky, doped-up hippies attacking my perfect lifestyle as a conservationist and as an aim small, miss small marksman, being disciplined to handle all tools, especially firearms, conscientiously and safely and lawfully, and I saw the condemnation by the left and the commies and the hippies and the lefties and the doped-up buffoons in the world of the media, I was shocked at first, but then I realized, well, if you smoke that much dope, one and one could equal three on occasion. So I fought back with logic and with goodwill and humor and kind of an uppity spiritedness like you saw me do with Piers Morgan the other night, and I started crushing the lie of the anti-gunners, the vicious lie of the anti-hunters, the vicious lie of, you know, smoke dope and drop out and intentionally be a liability to your family and a liability to your neighbors and a liability to your fellow man and a liability to the United States of America and a liability to the environment. And I stood my ground and I realized that there was a culture war going on by 1965. So I started fighting back, and I've not stopped fighting since.
We're talking with Ted Nugent, rock and roll legend, 40 million albums sold, member of the NRA Board of Directors, avid defender of the First and Second Amendment, and most recently a WND.com columnist. And Ted, as the media turned on you based on what they knew about you personally, did that affect your career much, or had you already established yourself pretty well?
Well, you know, defiance is what Chuck Berry and Bo Diddley taught us. I didn't invent the middle finger. I just perfected it. Defiance is the heart and soul of the American experiment, self-government. We had to defy the king. We had to defy the emperor. We had to defy the tyrants. And sometimes we had to meet them at Concord Bridge and blow their brains out. I like defiance. I like defying this lie of political correctness. I enjoy dancing in the skulls of people like Piers Morgan and the leftists. It's too easy, but it's also recreational, and it builds confidence, as if I need more confidence. But I decided early on that I would not play their games, and I would not smoke their dope, and I would not snort their coke. And yes, a lot of radio people refused to play my music because of that, and a lot of promoters refused to book us because I wouldn't play their hippie games, and a lot of record stores wouldn't even put my records on the shelves. And when I started writing my New York Times bestsellers, even here back in the 1990s, there were some bookstores that wouldn't even display my books. They hated me so much because I ate venison and believed in self-defense. But let's examine that, Greg. So somebody hates me because I eat venison and believe in health and self-defense. Can you get crazier than that? How much dope does one have to smoke, Bill Maher? How much mind-altering chemical warfare must one rain down upon his own being, Bill Maher, to come to those insane conclusions?
Ted, let's talk a little bit more about where your column heads from here. Obviously, your first column talked a lot about freedom in a general way, and I'm sure there'll be many columns on guns as this debate goes forward. What other topics do you expect to tackle?
Well, it's a target-rich environment for people who still have an alarm clock and get up early and put their heart and soul into being the best that they can be. You've got a president that is buying votes. You've got a president that is bringing to fruition the danger signs and the warnings of people in our history that warned us that when the population discovers they can vote for scammers who will take from the productive and give to those who refuse to be productive, that's what we're living today. So there's no shortage of issues. Everything the president stands for is wrong. Everything in this government right now, well, I won't say everything, but the majority of power abuse and corruption and fraud and deceit and refusal to be accountable in this government right now needs to be spotlighted. I'd like to think that the Ted Nugent column, the Ted Offensive and WND.com every week, we'll talk about how we, the people who are driven to be the best that we can be, are fed up and offended and angry by those who think that they not only won't ask themselves to do anything for their country, but they're going to demand that their country does everything for them. And we are offended by that, and we're going to fight it. So I have an unlimited palette of colors to choose from, an unlimited reservoir of issues to research and scrutinize and expose. And I live a very exciting, very mobile, very gregarious life, and I hang out with the most wonderful people from every imaginable walk of life. I mean, today I was at the feed mill with some ranchers and farmers and a teacher and a couple of cops and a couple of heroes of the U.S. military. I think there was a welder and a carpenter and an electrician up there, you know, drinking mochas and shooting the breeze. And so I'm very blessed to have a connection, a direct pulse with the most productive, positive Americans you can imagine, and they are all let down by where this government has gone and where we're clearly heading. So there's no shortage of important quality of life issues for me to share in my column from the lives of people who are really frustrated and really let down by where America has gone, especially under the controls of the Chicago gangster Barack Obama.
Last question, a fun one, but perhaps the toughest one of all, Ted. Where do you feel more comfortable, on stage with the guitar or out with your firearm?
You know, it's a photo finish. I'm neck and neck. I hunt mostly with my bow and arrow. I really love the challenge of getting right there in the face of these incredibly wary, elusive, and escape artist game animals. It's the greatest hunting season of my life. I'm about to embark on the greatest tour of my life with the greatest band. So I'll be touring all summer and getting ready for the fall hunting season. I crave both of them. I cherish both of them. My family supports both of them, and they're so fulfilling and gratifying that it really is a 50-50 proposition. I love them both to the very best of my ability.
Well, Ted, congratulations on your latest venture of many, and congratulations on the upcoming tour and the television program as well. Thanks very much for your time today.
Well, thanks, Greg, and I hope everybody comes and visits us at tednugent.com. We have a talk back at tednugent.com with the brightest, most engaged Americans you'd ever want to share a campfire with. So everybody come on and join us. Let's take this country back.
TedNugent.com. You can also read his column at WND.com. A rock and roll legend, defender of the First and Second Amendment, NRA board member, and prolific author Ted Nugent. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.